Now we're going to read some verses together. You've got your Bibles with you. And we're reading from Mark chapter 5. Mark's Gospel chapter 5. I'm beginning to read at verse 25. You know, when I began to pray this morning, I really had nothing previously on my mind to preach on, but when I got to praying about the meeting, and that the Lord really lit up this passage to me, and I felt, what better message for a woman's meeting, although there's a lot of gentlemen in the meeting this evening, but we've got a gentleman in the early part of the chapter who had a great need as well, and my, when the Lord Jesus passed by, he met a great need, and he made a wonderful change, because that was the demoniac of Gadara, and God wonderfully delivered him from the demon powers that held him. But here's a dear woman in Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. And the writer says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, come in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." And may the Lord write that wonderful passage on our hearts. In the center of the passage, we read a very brief but very definite question. Jesus turned around and he said, who touched my clothes? It had been a very busy day. And the Lord Jesus was traveling along the highway. There was a large crowd following him, as there usually was. And right in there in the crowd, probably unknown to the most of those who were there, was one individual with a very depressing need. And we have read about her this evening. And she was a woman who, as you would read about her, would understand that after all these years, she must have been very weakened in body and no doubt had been very, very discouraged. And yet, suddenly, maybe unexpectedly, but very, very wonderfully, the Master came into her life. And it may be that in this congregation tonight, there is a woman who is just like that woman. Not physically ailing, not physically hemorrhaging for 12 years, but someone who is sick of soul. This woman had been in this condition for a long time. And it tells us that she had gone to many physicians, and she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Let me mention four things to you very, very definitely. First of all, she was someone who was experiencing great foulness. And it might be this evening, and I think it must be, that in this congregation there is someone who has got great foulness of heart and soul. You have been spiritually diseased. Not just for 12 years, but in fact for the entire duration of your life. And from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you have been smitten by the disease of sin. And all through your being this evening, there is the foulness of natural depravity. I was thinking this morning about a verse that I haven't thought about for some time, but you will know it immediately I mention it, where God said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Again, the Master said, "There is none righteous. There is none that doeth good. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all as an unclean thing." And of course the prophet Isaiah says that. "Our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And no matter where we go, we will never find the answer to the need of our hearts." This woman had also experienced great failure. And it is true this evening that many people go to many different physicians to find a cure for the need of the heart. But no matter where you go, whether it be into some false cult, or whether it be to some quack doctor, or some faith healer, or some fortune teller, or some charmer, or some palm reader, or some other kind of person who tries to give you some recipe to lift you out of your depravity or your desolation or whatever it is, I can tell you this, that when you have spent all your life following all those different leads, you will be no better. No better. Because they are all decorated entrances to failure and to frustration. And so many these days are finishing up mentally broken, physically broken, emotionally broken, because they have tried the broken cisterns. But the waters fail. Even as they stoop to drink, they flee away and mock them as they wail. And here you are this evening, and maybe you have been attending the women's meetings over the months that have been passed, and yet tonight, in spite of all those who have come and ministered in song and testimony and bringing God's word, you have continued to follow your own devices to meet the need of your heart. But you're no better. No better. You know, the wonderful thing about life is this, that even though we may try many different ways and find many different failures, I can tell you this evening that there is one who steps into your life. And you know, in so many of those slides that we were looking at a little few moments ago, there was one text that kept coming up in slide after slide. Wonder if you know what it was. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And into this woman's life, one day, there came a message. Here is the Master Healer. And dear men and women, tonight you're in the right place to meet the Master Healer. You certainly wouldn't meet him in the boozing house over the fence there. You certainly won't meet him at the gambling house. You certainly won't meet him in religion alone, but you will meet him at the cross. This woman came and she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." Again, another one of the gospel writers says, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole." Now, to get to the hem of Jesus' garment, she had to press through the crowd. And if ever you are to get to Jesus,
You will have to press through all the barriers that the devil will put in your pathway. But where there's a will, there's a way. And I tell you this, before you start to move to Jesus, He has been moving to you. And I want you to know this tonight, that if you really seek Him as Jeremiah says, God said through Jeremiah, "Ye shall find me when you seek for me with all your heart." You know what I'm going to tell you? 29 years ago, last night, I pressed through the crowd and I touched Him by faith for myself. And I found Him. My life has never been the same. And after the 29th milestone, I can say, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. But I had to press through the obstacles, the prejudice, my own religious preconceived ideas. I needed to put them all to the side and say, whatever it costs, Lord, I'm going through to the cross. And soon as I touched Him at 9:30 on the 3rd of March 1962, my black heart was whitened. My past was blotted out, and I had peace with God. And I knew His virtue flowing into my life. And like this woman, my life was changed. You know, this is a divine opportunity, as Jesus passes by this evening, for you to touch Him by faith. She only touched the hem of His garment as to His side she stole, amid the crowd that gathered around Him. And straightway, she was whole. She came in fear and trembling before Him. She knew her hour had come. And He turned and He said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." It's 10:50. On the 4th of March 1991, and I want you to know this, that the Lord Jesus is near enough to touch. You may touch Him . Oh, touch the hem of His garment, and thou too shalt be free. His saving power, this very hour, can give new life to thee. And then she had to come and confess it before the crowd. You know, this evening God is calling you to take an open stand. And He's calling you to step out from your sin. And He's calling you to touch Him by faith at the place called Calvary. He's calling you to confess Him. And He says, "Whosoever shall confess Me before men, him will I confess before My Father which is in heaven." We never know when it is our final opportunity. We never know where we will be in 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days, 6 hours, or maybe even in 6 minutes. But I know this, that dear woman knew that was her hour. And in her heart she must have said, "This is my opportunity. I must get through to the Master and touch Him. Dear ladies, men this evening, get through to the Master. Get to the cross. Kneel there in contrition, in repentance, in faith. And you can leave this hall this evening made whole, wonderfully saved. You ought to do that. And then the Master will say, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Trust Him. Trust Him. Only trust Him. Trust Him now. Now let's bow together in prayer. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And dear men and women, He still wants to save. And save completely. He wants to change your life. And He wants to reconcile you to Himself. But you need to lay down the arms of rebellion. You need to bow the knee. You need to reach out the hand of faith. You need to take the sinner's place. And as soon as you're all, you will venture on His atoning blood. His Holy Spirit will enter, and you will be born of God.